T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Well, I used to wake the morning before the rooster crowed.
All right, a little Lynyrd Skynyrd for you here on The Drive. The Ballad of Curtis Lowe, provided by Todd Mestape, who's got the music today. Who has it tomorrow, Tom?
Kyle Coffey.
There we go. Kyle Coffey with the music tomorrow. Ben Hamilton joins us, the girls basketball coach at Mays South. That team currently undefeated. Ranked number one in 5A, and you've had a whale of a season so far. This is where it gets interesting from here on out as you try to secure your place in sub-state, get a high seed in the state tournament. How are you feeling about things right now, Coach Hamilton, and welcome to the show?
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me. Feeling good, you know, and enjoying the journey, enjoying the process. You know, it's always fun when you're winning, and there's no question about that. Last year we had my first year at Mays South, we had a tough year, and you know, this year we've had some success early, and since then, you know, there's a big target on our back, and we still have a lot to play for.
How tough do you feel like your schedule has been? Because it looks like it's not tough because of the results, but then you look, you've played Andover Central, you played Andale, you played Andover, you played Mays. You've played a lot of good teams, so your schedule only looks not as difficult because you've beaten all these teams pretty bad. How do you feel like you've been tested throughout the year?
You know, I feel like our league is very difficult. Early on, we had some tough games. We took on Andale early, who's a very successful 4A school. They took second at the 4A state tournament last year. And then along with them, you know, Andover Central, those are both very, very tough teams every year. And they're both young. They're getting better every single game. And Goddard, you guys have probably seen them in the rankings. They were the top team in 5A before we beat them. We went through a tough three-game gauntlet there where we were going to find out a lot about our team. We played in the championship of that El Dorado Lady Cat Classic tournament. And we took on a Mill Valley team that we knew was going to be very good. I think they were number 6 in 6A going into that game. They were a heavy favorite for rightful reasons. Their point guard out of Marquette. They had a big 6'2 girl out of Missouri State. You know, we knew we would have to play really well, and our girls showed up and played real well. So that was a huge win for us. And coming off of that game, we go play number one in 5A Goddard. We take care of business there and win a close one against them. And then coming back to our place, our school, Mays South, we've been open for 10 years. And the 10 years that we've been open, we've never beat Mays High in girls basketball. So that was a remarkable experience for our girls. It was a big win for us. A lot of respect to all three of those coaches. They run great programs. But, you know, making it through that gauntlet, we sat down. We said, you know, if this was a little mini state tournament or a little mini sub-state to get the state tournament, we feel pretty good about our team.
Ben Hamilton with us, the Mays South girls basketball coach. Tell us about your journey to Mays. I know your father pretty well. He coached at Dodge City for many years, Dennis. So how'd you end up at Mays South? And I understand that your dad is helping you some there as well.
He is. He actually just came on this year as one of our assistant coaches, which
what's it like bossing your dad around? My son will want to know the answer to this question. It's pretty fun, right?
You know, yeah, dad's still boss sometimes, you know. He takes orders pretty well, but it's good to have somebody on your coaching staff that isn't scared to speak their mind and isn't scared to put you in your place. You need that sometimes when you're the head man, so make sure dad knows that. My journey to Mays South, I was a graduate from Dodge City High School, played for my dad. I'm at Dodge City High School. I went to Fringe University where I played college football, had a lot of success there, playing on some great football teams for Coach Monty Lewis. I took my first basketball coaching job in Wakefield, Kansas, which most of you probably haven't heard of that. It's a little 2A school up by Manhattan. I coached there for one season. I was their head girls basketball coach. 23-year-old out of college, had no idea what I was doing. And I wish I could reach out to every one of those girls and apologize to them, because I looked back at what I was doing, and it made no sense at the time, but I was just kind of trying to do what I remember my dad did at the time. And so I had an opportunity after that first year at Wakefield to go back to Dodge City and coach under my dad on his staff. He was head basketball coach, like you mentioned, at Dodge City High School. So I coached with him for 5 years there in Dodge City, learned a heck of a lot, learned a ton. Knew at some point I wanted to venture off and take over a program of my own. So after 5 years of working with him, he knew it was time for retirement. He knew he was going to be stepping out, and he talked to me about it. And my wife and I, we were both, went to college in the Wichita area. It was an area we both have always wanted to get back to. We love Wichita, and Mays South seemed extremely appealing. And they had a head basketball job open and put my name in there, and things worked out. My wife got a job, I got a job, and here we are year two.
There you go. So I want to ask you, you have a lot of good players. You're full of good players. You're undefeated. But Zeta Perez, your point guard, how much does she kind of make this team go? And she seems like kind of an emotional leader, too.
Oh, absolutely. She's an emotional leader. She's a joy to coach. She really is. As fun as she is to go watch on, I tell people all the time, as fun as she is to go watch on Fridays and Tuesday nights, you come to a practice and you're going to see the same girl every single day. Doesn't matter what drill we're doing. Doesn't matter if we're scrimmaging. Doesn't matter what it is she brings on every single day. She's an emotional leader, and she thinks like a coach. Anytime a coach can have a player out there on the court that's kind of thinking the same way as you, it makes things a lot easier. And she's having a good year. She's averaging 9 points for us a game, and I think almost 5 assists per game. But she does way more for us than statistics, defensively and just leading us on the court.
Ben Hamilton with us, Mays South girls basketball coach. They're unbeaten at home, right, tomorrow night against Andover. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yep. Tell us a little bit more about your roster and some of the players that have made this happen for you so far this year.
You know, we've got a pretty solid roster, if you want to look at it. We felt good about our team coming back, and with Zeta and another one transferring in, we went from being good to, oh, crap, we might be really good. You know, we looked at it that way. Katie Wagner, she was a returning first-team all-conference player for us. Last year, she ran the point for us. She's a very skilled player. She's 5'10". She's getting looks from Creighton, getting looks from Wichita State. Awesome kid. She took on the role this year. You know, we don't really have a big girl inside. She's 5'10". She's really strong. So she plays inside for us. She's averaging 14 points per game, 10 rebounds per game. She's just an extremely coachable kid. Lauren Johnson, she's signed at Wichita State to play softball, and she's one of the more athletic girls I've been around in high school athletics. And she does a 10 for us defensively. Again, she's averaging 11.5 per game, tons of steals per game. I don't even know the statistics. She's broke the steal record, I think, twice this year, just because she's always out in passing lanes, pressuring people, getting them to cough up the basketball. And then Lexi Snodgrass, she's our sharpshooter from outside. She hit some huge threes for us late against Mays High to secure that win. Got a good team. And I mean, along with those four that do the bulk of our scoring, we've got a really good bench. We've got a good junior that starts for us, Mason McCormick. We got the right pieces right now. We just got to keep them focused and got to get them to understand that target on their back just gets bigger and bigger every single week.
So you've beaten, as we mentioned, the most impressive outside of your team, your most impressive teams in the league. There's one team in the AVCTL you won't get to play. That's Derby. Do you lament that at all? Would you like to face them and see how kind of you match up and stack up, especially a team with a big post presence too?
They're a very good basketball team. We didn't have a game last Monday, and I snuck over to Mays High and caught a little bit of the Derby-Mays High game, just knowing, I mean, we could maybe see Mays High in postseason, just knowing how good of a game it could be, knowing Mays High is a high-caliber team and knowing Derby's an extremely high-caliber team. It would be fun. I'm not gonna say I'm calling them out and I am dying to play them, because there's not too many people that are really feeling that way. But, you know, it would be fun to get lined up with them and just kind of, sometimes you wonder, what could we do against them? And with them being 6A and us being 5A, there's really no chance that we could match up, which is, that's okay.
Well, it's okay for you, but it's not okay for me, Coach, because I think we have too many classes in Kansas. But I've been beating that drum for a long time to no avail, and it would just be maybe we could do it as a fundraiser.
Yeah, there you go.
Like the Activities Association wouldn't have a problem with that.
let's wait till the season's over and our sub-state records locked in and all that, because I don't want a derby game locking into our record.
No, I understand. It would be a great matchup though, for sure. We appreciate talking with you. Best of luck again, May South at home tomorrow night. Unbeaten May South at home tomorrow night against Andover. Get out and check them out. Thanks to Ben Hamilton for being on the show. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys, for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. There you go. A little May South girls basketball. You've got Heights in 5A as well. That could be a potential. Is
Heights in 5A now, or they might?
Did Heights recently lose a game or not? They're ranked fourth in 5A in the latest KBCA rankings. May South, Goddard, Aquinas, Heights, McPherson. That's your top five in Class 5A. So
pretty good, pretty loaded class.
Heights must have lost the game.
Must have.
Heights boys did lose a game Tuesday night. East went over and beat them.
City League's really good. It's deep.
All right, we'll return with Jive Talk. Don't forget Jeff Flanagan, MLB.com, coming up at 5:25. Back in a moment, Bob and Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.